start talking about a person like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Okay. Or what about talking about somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to? You tell him, well, now just
calm down.
Calm down. What about if you've been working very hard all day, you say you're very
active. Okay, tired. Okay.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
pooped.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard other expressions other than pooped for being, you know, just completely
No.
What about worn out? Do people say that much?
Yes.
Worn out, okay. Well, what about if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Okay. Or you might say, let's say you're going somewhere, and, you know, you're not in any particular hurry to get there. You might tell somebody, well, we'll get there
sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Do people around here, or have you heard people around here say, oh, we'll get there by and by, something like that? Okay.
Yes.
Or what about if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and his nose started running, you say he caught a
bug.
Caught a bug, okay, or you know, maybe a bad cold, okay. And what about if it affected his voice so that he sounded funny when he talked, you say he sounds a little
hoarse.
Okay. Or if I do this, I've got a little
hack cough.
Okay. Or you might say,
yawn.
I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. But even though I'm feeling sleepy, I might go to sleep, but at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
wake up.
Okay. Or talking about another person, you might say, well, he's still sleeping, you better go
wake him up.
Okay. I'm talking about, let's say if your husband has some medicine that he's supposed to use, and when you get back in the room, he's still sitting there on his bedside table, you'd ask him, well, why didn't you
take your medicine?
And he might say, well, I already
took
it, or, and he has
taken.
Okay. What do you say about somebody who can't hear very well? You say he's getting a little or somebody who can't hear at all, you'd say they're stone
dead.
Okay. What about if a person works out in the hot sun during the summer, it's not long before he'll begin to
tan.
Okay, tan, or you know, this moisture that pops up.
He'll sweat. Begin
to, okay. And yesterday he a lot.
Sweat.
Okay. Some people get these things on their skin, their red places, and some of them have a little white spot right in the middle. What do you call that?
Pimples.
Pimples, okay. Do people call it, is that the same thing as a boil? Have you heard of that? He's got a bad boil on his arm or something like that? Mm-hmm. What do you call, talking about that white stuff, when it drains out, that's the what?
Pus.
That's the pus, okay. Or if, let's say, a bee stung me on my hand and it got bigger, you'd say my hand's all
swollen.
Or my hand began to
swell.
Okay. What about if somebody has to chop some wood and they're not accustomed to working with an axe, they'll probably get a blister on their hand. What do you call that liquid inside the blister? When you pop the blister, it drains out. What have you heard people call that? Anything in particular?
No.
Do they? You ever heard them call it just the water or something like that?
No.